Today is April 10th, 2018. This is the Pacifica National Finance Committee, and we're going to convene by calling roll.
Okay.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Joseph Davis, and that was Mansoor Sabah telling me to introduce.
And you are the chair.
Yeah, I got suckered into it, so I'm going to do my best because we're all here because we love the foundation and we want to.
Yeah. You're doing a very good job, Joseph. Thank you.
All right. Well, my first roll call. KPFA, we have Chris Corey.
Here. Mr. Chair. Usually the secretary does this because it's in alphabetical order that way.
Yeah, I can do it, though.
If I may, I'll do a fast roll call.
I'll go ahead and do it, R. Paul. Don't worry. You can mark it off. KPFK, we have Ken Aaron.
I'm here, but it's yes, that's right, KPFK. Go ahead. Ken Aaron's here.
I apologize. I'm KPFK Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
Huh?
Hazir, that means I'm here in Farsi.
All right, I'm
practicing my duality.
All right. I'm from KPFT. My name is Joseph Davis, and I am here. KPFT PK McCary or Perry McCary?
Here.
All right, from WBAI, William Herwagon.
Yeah, present.
WBAI, R. Paul Martin.
Here.
All right, from WPFW, Nick Arena. He said he might not be on the call. Okay, I'll mark him absent for now. From WPFW, Tony Leon.
Present.
All right, and our CFO for the national office, Sam Agarwal. He also said he might not be on the call. Sam? All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members present. We definitely have a quorum.
I don't think you called Chris Corey, did you?
I did call Chris, and he answered first. Chris, go ahead and speak up.
Are we not calling Carol Spooner?
Oh, yes. I'm right here.
Until we get the situation at KPFA resolved, Carol Spooner's not on the roll yet. We'll take care of that as soon as KPFA takes care of that issue. In any case, I did send out a preliminary agenda for tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Receive it.
Yep. I did.
I didn't hear from most people, and I know that we're all struggling. There's been a lot of work in the PNB, and everybody's been busy with a lot of the things, and we're probably going to talk about some of that tonight. First thing we want to do is there anything, if there's a motion to approve the agenda, we can see about if there's anything anyone wants to add to the agenda.
This is Ken. I've seen the agenda. I'd like to add something to it.
Go ahead.
Somebody needs to make a motion first before you can
add. Yeah, a motion to approve agenda, Mansoor.
I object. I have an amendment.
We can add to it. To approve the agenda so that you can make your amendment.
Okay, can I make an amendment now?
Yes, sir.
Distributed. Do you want? Okay, I'd prefer, before we even get into the budgets, a progress report on the CFO responding to the chairman of this committee's request for information. In other words, I'd like to know all that information, too, and I'd like to know what's the status of acquiring it.
Where do you want to put that on the agenda?
Right above progress reports on FY19 budget process.
I'll add item H and make that CFO report.
If the CFO is not on the line, yeah, an update on the CFO's report. Okay.
So I have then to add before budgets, say the name of the thing again.
I'm going to call it item
CFO
H. Call it the CFO report to the NFC. I assume, Ken, you meant the what I asked for when I sent out the notices for this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, exactly.
All right, so this item that will be added before budgets is going to be called what?
I'm going to make it item H, as in Harvey. I'm just going to call it CFO report to NFC.
Mr. Chair, Tony, to the stack.
Go ahead, Tony.
The agenda that I received, for some reason, everything is came out in, on one line, straight across from left to right. So I've tried to separate it so that it goes vertically. And so can you read the agenda, the whole agenda, please?
Sure, I can do that, and I'll do that right now. We've already finished roll call. Item B is agenda approval. Item D is minutes approval. Item G is fiscal year 19 budget timeline. The new item H is the CFO report to the National Finance Committee. Item J is the progress reports from the stations for the FY19 budget process, and I just have listed all the stations and the national office. Item P is a discussion of the Pacifica loan and the ESRT settlement. Item X is to schedule the next National Finance Committee meeting, and item Z is to adjourn, and that's it.
R. Paul for stack?
R. Paul, please.
Yes. We need to, well, one, on the minutes, these are going to be numbered, not lettered. The first, okay, you've seen minutes, so you know how they look. So I'm going by numbers. We need to put times on this stuff. Otherwise, it's forever. So I would say I will move to amend, and I'll write that down. Hold on. Okay, I will move to amend.
On your amendment, give me a time for each item that you want,
yeah,
and I'm going to add that when you're saying it.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. Let me get in here. For agenda approval, let's make that 10 minutes. For minutes approval, let's make that 10. FY19 timeline, let's make that 15, I would say. For the progress reports, let's be optimistic and say 10 each, which will bring us up to a solid hour, since there are six of them, since PRA isn't going to be considered at this time, it looks like. Discussion of Pacifica loan / ESRT settlement. Boy, I'm going to say 20 minutes. Schedule the next NFC meeting. That might be a 10-minute item. And at what point do you figure we should adjourn? Because we should put a, adjourn no later than in there. What?
I forget. 7:30. What's the normal time for this meeting? 2 hours?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
10 or 10:30 Eastern is usually a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call it 10:30 Eastern.
Okay, so that's my amendment, to add those times. It would be agenda approval 10 minutes, minutes approval 10 minutes, FY19 timeline 15 minutes. The progress reports would be 10 minutes. Discussion of Pacifica loans 20 minutes. Scheduled next NFC minutes meeting 10 minutes. Adjourn no later than 10:30 Eastern, and it would probably be good if the CFO report to NFC had a time on it as well. But
make that 5 minutes.
Okay. Is Ken all right with that?
Just do it. Just make it 5 minutes, and if we need to, we'll add time.
Do that. Are there any objections to adding the CFA report to the NFC? Hearing none, we'll add that. Are there any objections to the times that were added by R. Paul for the various items? Hearing none, the times are now added to the agenda. Let's go ahead and... Are there any other additions that anyone would like to make to the agenda? I don't hear anything. Would someone like to go ahead and approve the agenda? I move to approve the agenda. If there's no objection.
So moved.
All right. The agenda is approved. Now let's move on to the minutes. Paul, could you introduce that?
Yes, hold on. Okay, we have some minutes to approve. They are the minutes from... I'll move to approve the minutes from the February 13th, 2018 NFC meeting.
So move.
All right. Are there any corrections for those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes for February 13th are approved. Paul, can you go to the next set of minutes?
The next one is, I move to approve the minutes of the February 27th, 2018 minutes.
So move.
Are there any corrections to the February 27th, 2018 minutes? Are there any corrections? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Or Paul?
Okay, and then we have... I move to approve the minutes of the March 13th, 2018 meeting.
So move.
Are there any corrections to the March 13th, 2018 minutes? Are there any corrections? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. That completes minutes approval, Arpo?
Yep.
All right. Arpo, you're probably most familiar with the timeline. Could you give us an idea of rundown what the timeline is? I don't happen to have that printed in front of me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm bringing it up. It's coming up. This is a timeline, when it eventually comes up here. It will be a timeline that will where it wanted me to move. It's opening itself up. All right. The timeline I'm going to read here is the one that was done for FY17. I will note that for FY17, we didn't adhere to this, and for none of the FY17 budgets ever went to the PNB. For FY18, we're still theoretically considering those. Anyway, here, I will send this in an email in another minute or so, but first, I think I've sent this already, but it goes by, the timeline is a deadline, who initiates an action? The first thing is the deadline of May 31st. The CFO initiates and meets with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission, and there's a call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. That's May 31st. Now, I'll point out that these are actually later than they used to be, but we're already late, so we might as well look at these. Next would be June 15th deadline, local finance committees, LSBs, and consultation with general managers, business managers, identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. The NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for the upcoming fiscal year. June 30th, GM, general managers, business managers, in consultation with LSBs, local finance committees, the executive director, and the CFO, generate draft station budgets and submit those to the CFO. July 15th, the CFO compiles and distributes the draft to the network, the draft network budget, and it sends that to the LSBs and the NFC for review. On July 31st, the LSBs review their draft station budgets and approve as is or with amendments. The national office approves their budget as is or with amendments. August 7th, the CFO compiles and distributes the final budget proposal to the NFC for approval. August 31st, the CFO reviews the final network budget and makes recommendations for PNB adoption. September 7th, the CFO distributes the final budget proposal to the PNB. And September 30th, the last day of the fiscal year, all of the budgets are adopted by the PNB. So that's it, and I am now at this moment going to send that out to everybody. Send it out to everybody by email here. So a second for you to get it. And people can talk about it. I have a thing or two to say about it, but I will wait a second while I get this email set up. So, Chair, you can ask other people to discuss it.
All right. Thank you for presenting our poll. Is there anyone who would like to speak first? Wow. Don't all rush to that.
Is Ken online? Because he's the committee chair of KPFK.
And Aaron? Ken, would you like to talk about what's going on at KPFK?
Yeah, I think he might not be with us. He's not on the call.
Can you text him or something and see
sure.
if he can get online?
Sure, I'll do it right now.
PK, could do you want to talk about this for KPFT?
I had a I was getting ready to ask where Paul was going to send the timeline. It just came through. At KPFT, we excuse me, allergies. All right. At KPFT, we had we have now had three meetings, and our difficulties with scheduling with the staff and the interim general manager, as well as a subtle politics going on. But we weren't sure about the information that we had and which was the most current. I decided to take the most current from what was sent to me by Rick Economides and find, after being able to talk with the staff, financial person, Markeisha Van Simpson, that we do have the latest, and that there are some problems with getting some of the information. Yesterday, I think it was a very productive finance meeting, because not only are we talking dollars and cents, I think that what we're trying to do with the budget is to create value. Right now, we're very, very short-staffed, but it doesn't mean that things aren't getting done, even if they're getting done slowly, because people are wearing more than one hat. And we're within budget for what we have to do, but we're outside of budget and not having the people that we need to do the work that we need to do. And so we scheduled another meeting on the 25th. That's the 25th, right, Joseph? A Wednesday? We've scheduled a meeting where we are going to try and get up to date with budget numbers and to see if we can start approving the numbers that are on our budget based on income statements as well as projections. And I think that pretty much puts us where we are. Our thing is to, you know, make sure that we do everything we can to support the audits. And I think Marticia is doing a job, albeit overwhelmingly pressured, to get things out and not always getting things when she says she needs them, or waiting on things based on timelines that we know right now have been shifting. But I think that I would like to say this one thing as both the treasurer and someone who is really committed to building an income structure that works so that we don't find ourselves in this position again. I think that if all of the stations can kind of commit to that rather than for just themselves as a station along, but as well as for the foundation, that we can get ourselves out of the financial disaster that we've been in and really start building towards a financial future that allows us to think in terms of security and growth for the foundation and its sister stations.
May I add to that, Mansoor?
But just Pika kind of gave us the progress report for KPFT, and we're talking about the timeline.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about the timeline.
Oh, I haven't read the timeline. I'm sorry. I'm off.
Okay, it's okay. I think
I have the report for KPFT.
I think it's fine.
But I just got the timeline, so let me look at it if I can get to the stack later.
Yeah.
Our Paul for Ken to the stack. Ken to the stack. Am I back on?
Ken, Aaron, you there?
Yeah, I'm just having technical problems.
That's in the timeline right now.
So,
go ahead.
Okay, so we're talking about the timeline, not the budgets. I think we should make some provision about a situation which occurs that the CFO, whoever that is at any time, is incapable of fulfilling the task of reviewing budgets or approving them and distributing them and so forth, that assignment is given up to the ED or in some other manner. We accommodate it so we're not falling, you know, like what's happened in 2018. It didn't happen. The budgets weren't approved. We were waiting. It didn't get approval. I know that at least happened in our station. So any kind of a timeline or protocol should have a fail-safe for a plan B. And in this case, I think we should accommodate a plan B if there's a CFO who's burdened by too much work or there is no CFO. And I would propose, my first proposal on that would be these responsibilities fall on the plate of the ED in the absence of the CFO being on post or the failure of the CFO to perform.
Our Paul for stack?
Mansoor was on stack.
Yeah, let Mansoor go, but put me on stack too.
Okay, it'll be Mansoor and then our Paul.
All right. Thank you, Chair. And I want to wholeheartedly agree with what just Ken said. I was going to bring it up because previously our CFO was very busy, couldn't do a whole lot of things, and we need to make provisions so we don't fall into the traps of the not being able to get things done. And as Ken suggested, and I support him on this, that this needs to be part of job description for the future CFO and for the executive director to be able to pick up where the shortfalls are. And at the same time, I want to wholeheartedly agree with PK as well, for this is something that it has to be looked at from a network perspective, that is not only 5 radio stations, but 220 affiliates. And in order not only to save Pacifica, but to move it forward and make sure that it flourishes for the future. All right, and that's what I wanted to say about the some of the ideas that occurred to me. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Our Paul?
Okay. I guess everybody's pretty much gotten the timeline out there now. And you'll notice for the FY17 budget timeline, that's the last one I think that we did. And as I've noted, this whole thing used to start about 2 months earlier than May 31st. So this is a timeline that for FY17 got changed to more possibly realistically reflect reality. The timeline for years now has not really been adhered to. But it's good to have something like this so we can see what do we really need to do. The really important things are the July 31st deadline, Part E, the July 31st deadline for LSBs to get their budgets done. Now, this doesn't always happen, but we have to tell people it has to be done by then, because the other thing that can happen is that if the LSBs insist that they must be able to approve their budgets, they can end up dragging it on for a very, very, very long time. And so we need some of these deadlines are a little wishy. We could push them back and forth a bit. Certainly the exact dates on some of these things are... it's set for how 2016 and 2017 worked. But the thing is, we need to have at least a couple of hard deadlines, one of which being July 31st for stations to get it done, and the other one, September 30th. We should really aim at getting budgets done by September 30th so that everybody has budgets that they can, you know, operate on, because we are seeing throughout Pacifica the problem that we have when there aren't really realistic budgets around. You know, people operate out of a slush fund, and that isn't how, that's not a good business practice. And so what we need to do is make sure those two deadlines are really strongly adhered to as deadlines. The rest of this stuff does tell us what needs to be done. We need to have the CFO cooperate with people to set what are the priority is going to be. We need to have the local finance committees meeting with their general managers, usually, or business managers, or someone in that capacity, to start getting the budgets put together and to prioritize what should be done. And and you can read the rest of it there. Basically, that is the stuff. Once you get it going, it gets going, but you got to start it. And some of these things aren't getting started. There are two stations without business managers. I know that BAI had a real problem last year with stuff. This year, for the FY19 budget, I have no idea what we're going to do. The FY18 budget, the CFO said the national office was going to do, and then they couldn't do it. There's that. There are two deadlines we really should enforce and pay attention to, and then there are basically guidelines for the steps we should take, and that's the use of this timeline, in my personal opinion. I'm done.
All right, thank you, Orpal, and I do want to add it's important that you mentioned that the timeline here has been adjusted to actually be more lenient, because in the past we haven't met a more stringent timeline, which I think brings to the level, the surface, the point that it's very important that this timeline has already gives us a little bit of latitude, and we therefore need to try to stick to it more closely. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the timelines issue?
Yeah, William here.
Or Agent Stack.
I heard William.
PK to the Stack after William.
Tony.
Okay, William, did I hear Tony? And PK?
Chris Corey.
Okay, so let's go William right now.
Did you hear me?
Yes, PK, I have you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
William, go ahead.
This is William.
Yeah, I think the target date for the end shouldn't be the day the last day of the year before the next fiscal year is to start. I think that should be like September 5th. Well, actually, probably earlier, but go for September 15th instead of September 30th, because that's, you know, we're probably going to fail. So why don't we? I think that last date should be September 15th. That's my suggestion.
Okay, Chris?
I'm going to pass just for a second while this message comes over the intercom. Go ahead to the next person.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Tony, Leon.
I still haven't received the email from RPaul yet. I'm refreshing, I'm checking spam, and nothing has come up yet. So I don't know what's going on with that. But I did take some notations on some of the dates, and I think that is realistic. But I agree September 30th should probably move back to at least September the 20th to give 10 more days a grace period.
All right, thank you. AK?
I was looking at the dates, and I will have to say that I thought the same thing as the two gentlemen before me about the last date. But I think it ought to be September 15th, and that basically August 31st, 7th, and the 15th should be, we shouldn't take more than a week. If we do everything with a little bit more time on the other dates, I would like to see the meet with the treasurer be before May 31st, if at all possible, the 15th. But I know that if we get it a little bit earlier and not just leave those dates as set in stone, to always try and strive for earlier and for each of us to make that commitment to get our parts in so that we can help that be achieved, that we don't have to worry about the last three parts of what we need. We can get them out rather quickly. I just think we need the commitment.
Thank you. Chris, are you back?
Yep, it's a little quieter now. My question is, how will we police the progress of these items? I mean, oh, here we go again. Sorry, that's the basic question.
All right, thank you. Tony, did you ever find what you were looking for?
No, it still hasn't come through yet.
All right.
Can I get it emailed directly to me, to my email address?
RPaul?
What's your email address? Maybe I can send it to you, too.
We are on an open public thing if you don't want your email address sent to the world.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you, RPaul.
So I can, right now, hold on. Okay. It has hit the Yahoo. So it's hitting everything on there. Let me go look at your email address, and I will send this to you directly here within moments.
Thank you.
And the chair should continue.
All right. I also sent that to you as well. So you should be getting it from multiple sources.
Oh, you sent it already? That's fine. Okay, you've sent it. That's good.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of people who think that our lenient schedule is too lenient, but I would be a little hesitant to change any one date, as it tends to collapse one item but leave everything else. I think what might be in order is to simply take the entire schedule, all the dates, and move them back about 2 weeks, roughly. What is the general consensus on that? Anyone care to speak to that?
Excellent idea.
I agree with that as well.
Me three.
All right.
RPaul?
Yes, RPaul, go ahead.
Yeah, part of that part of that is that we have to bear in mind that on the timeline, you've got what is now the July 31st thing for LSBs to approve. This would put it back to about July 15th or 16th, and you might not even get LSBs meeting that. The LSBs meet at various times, and they might all meet by the 15th, but I have seen LSBs say, you know, it's getting very late, and our brains are falling out while we're discussing these numbers, and then they'll adjourn the meeting to a future point and, you know, to try and finish the job. Otherwise, people do get kind of disturbed if they figure the LSBs aren't going to be able to have their full input. So that's the main thing I see that would be a problem there. I will also point out that it's like, you know, the timeline would not be written in stone in any event. So, you know, it's flexible. It has to be flexible because it doesn't get met a lot of the time. So I'm not against the idea of moving everything back by 2 weeks, but I think that we should be aware that a July 15th or 16th deadline for the LSBs to approve everything is possibly going to be a bit late. Then we should just live with that, I suppose. All right.
May I speak to that, Mansoor?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I take heed what our Paul has said. So we make the adjustments to July should be the month that the LSBs should do whatever they need to do. So instead of saying 2 weeks, push everything 2 weeks back, because KPFK's LSB meets on the third Sunday of the month. So we just make sure July, everybody's giving their reports. That's it.
Let me say this. I think our Paul makes a very good point that it's not set in stone. It's something that we're publishing to try to encourage people to get us cooperation. In that sense, we can leave it as it is, or we can adjust it, again, maybe just 2 weeks back on everything, and hope that that provides more inspiration for people to. But as I think it's absolutely correctly pointed out, some of these are going to be late. So I think at this point we're running short on time. We should either just agree to go ahead and accept the dates that are in the timeline as is, or we should move them back 2 weeks and then use that as the timeline that we publish for the process, and we have to accept either way that it won't be set in stone and there will be failings. So what's the consensus on that?
I'll take the latter and with consensus. So push things back 2 weeks. Mansoor.
Paul, how do you feel?
So there's a motion coming on the floor here?
I think, yeah, we're kind of considering whether we should just either, because I think we should either go ahead and just accept the timeline as it is, or we could add a motion. Before I put a motion on the floor, I'd like to see if we do want to go ahead and move it back timeline, if for no other reason than inspiration for the various groups and boards to move along.
All right. Well, when we get to this, we need to have a solid motion, and one way is to just change the dates to, you know, to comply with an FY19 thing. That would be easy. The other way, got to make sure you put in exactly what you want for those 2 week pushback dates.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would be objecting to pushing the dates back 2 weeks? Hearing none, would somebody like to make a motion to correct the dates for the 19 fiscal year and make them 2 weeks previous?
I'll make the motion to move dates back 2 weeks for inspiration and not perspiration purpose.
Very good. All right, Paul, would that be adequate?
Hold on a second. I'm writing this down.
Thank you. Well, Paul is writing that down.
And I'm done. What I have is, the motion would be to move the dates, because this is the FY17 we're looking at, to move the dates on the FY17 budget timeline back by 2 weeks and change all year dates to reflect the FY19 budget times. That's what I could come up with very fast. Yeah.
Excellent.
Like it.
William for the stack.
William, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make it clearer if possible to say move the dates to earlier dates, not move back, because some people might think that that's postponing things in retrospect later. It's make the dates earlier.
Good point.
All right, Paul, can you amend by just saying earlier instead of back?
Okay.
Let me ask, are there any objections to that?
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I have it. To make the dates on the FY17 budget timeline earlier by 2 weeks. So it would be to make the dates ... earlier by 2 weeks. All right?
Correct. Are there any objections to changing back to earlier? Hearing no objections, I consider that amendment passed. Are there any objections to accepting the timeline as amended? Hearing no objections, I believe we have accepted our timeline for fiscal year 19. Can we move on to the next item? Which is the CFO report.
All right. Thank you, Chair.
Interestingly, it's actually it's almost no time at all. I sent a couple of messages to the CFO requesting the information that you saw. I copied everybody on the committee. And he sent me one message saying he was very busy, and basically he never gave me any information. So I assume that considering we all are aware that of the employment situation going on, so I think that may have something to do with it. But no, I've not been given any information from the CFO regarding any budget issues. Ken, did you have any further questions on that?
I think he dropped off again. I'm going to text you.
I'm fine with that. If
necessity requires
that, buddy, I
have
to deal with it at the time.
Okay. There was earlier in the meeting, and I think this needs addressing, and I will not put a motion forth myself, but if someone wants to put a motion on the floor, and considering the employment situation with the CFO, if somebody wants to put a motion on the floor that if for any reason the CFO is absent, that the ED would act in regards to the budgeting process, I think that would be a good idea.
This is Ken. I'll make that motion. If at any, am I on, do I have the floor?
You are on the floor, Ken. Go ahead.
Okay. If at any time...
Ken, are you still there? Is there anyone else who could make the motion? He may be having a problem with his connection. I think we all know what the context is here.
Maybe, okay, my understanding, this may be wrong, is it would say something like, if at any time the CFO cannot interface with the NFC, the executive director would veto something like that?
Yeah, I guess we can't order him, so I guess we are asking the ED to take those responsibilities if necessary.
Yes. May I step in and add to it? I couldn't unmute my telephone fast enough. So I think the idea is because of circumstances that we have been in regarding audits, CPB money, and the legal and contractual issues that we've been dealing with, and CFO spend a lot of time otherwise. Our main concern is the future CFOs should be able to handle the jobs that they have at hand. And part of the job description to be, the audits needs to be done, the budgets needs to be done on time. Otherwise, the ED has to step in and not only inquire about it, but to take it over or make sure that it gets done. That's the spirit of what we wanted. Thank you.
All right, is Ken back? Okay, Arpal, were you able to put something together for what Ken was proposing?
This is what I have cobbled together. The NFC asks that if at any time the CFO cannot interface with the NFC, that the executive director do so.
Are there any objections to this?
I think we need to be a little bit more specific. Give an example of audits, budget approval, this, and, you know, just, we don't mean just anything, you know, but what we mean is specifically regarding budget and regarding audit.
This is William for the stack.
Hang on just a second. We are the finance committee, so if the audit committee wants to do that, they should, and I would certainly support it. But I think we should try to limit ourselves to our own scope. But William, would you please go ahead?
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
So our fault for fast stack?
Our fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then now if make it read, if at any time the CFO is not interfaced with the NFC regarding – I see cobbling together. Let me get an actual language preparation. If the CFO cannot interface with the NFC regarding preparation of budgets, that the ED step do so.
Mansour, does that meet your request?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the whole thing would read, the NFC asks that if at any time the CFO cannot interface with the NFC regarding preparation of budgets, that the executive director do so.
Ken to the stack.
Please go ahead.
Ken to the stack. Yes, I apologize. I'm just having technical problems. Or any other significant financial issue which must be addressed in a timely fashion. It's not just budgets. It could be all the kinds of financial activity we're having to go through in the last 3 months. It could be the pension plan. It could be hiring somebody. It could be a lot of issues where if the CFO is not there, we need to have somebody representing the national office, the finance department, and it should be the ED. So everything that R. Paul said was fine. I would just amend it. Or any other significant financial issue which requires immediate attention.
Okay. Ken, you may have been dropped off the line for a minute there. And what we kind of agreed on was that since this is the Finance Committee and we deal with budgets, that we were trying to limit it to the scope of the committee's responsibilities, whereas the Audit Committee might do something similar for their reasons. Do you still think that we should go ahead and add that to the motion?
Yeah, because I just think there's other things besides approving the budget that do come under the purview of the Finance Committee.
Okay. Are there any objections to Ken's latest amendment?
Let me make sure I've got all of this.
William was there.
The amendment as I have it would be to add or any other financial issues, probably plural right there, or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion after the word budgets, which would make it read, if the amendment were to pass, it would read, the NFC asks that if at any time the CFO cannot interface with the NFC regarding preparation of budgets or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion, that the executive director do so. That it?
Good enough. Good enough for me.
Okay, William, did you want to speak to this?
Yes, I agreed with, I still agree with what you and I said earlier, and nobody objected, that we're the Finance Committee, we're concerned with budgets, that's what our motion should be. And then my second point would be that we should be sending this to the PNB for them to approve this and ask, send this motion forward to the executive director.
All right. We probably then should call a vote for approval of this last amendment then, since there is an objection. Is there any more discussion regarding this amendment?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
Maybe just to simplify it just a little bit more, we could say what the original motion was and just add regarding budget, you said motion that the CFO, if the CFO can meet with the NFC regarding budgets and foundation financial activities, then the IED do so. So just to amend it to say add foundation and foundation financial activities. Would that cover?
Okay.
Satisfy, yeah.
Let me add something real quick here, too, that William pointed out. But any motion that we pass through this committee will then be presented as a motion to the Pacifica National Board anyway, so I don't think we actually have to specify that in the motion. But back to the amendment at hand, if there's no objection, is there any objection to Tony's simplification?
Where is this going? What I have for an amendment is from Ken. Ken's amendment is add or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion. Now, the amendment to the amendment would be to add end foundation financial activities. Where exactly are we going to put that?
That was going to replace Ken's amendment if he accepted it.
No, that would be a different motion. You can make a friendly amendment, but not replace.
Yeah, that's what I meant. A friendly amendment.
Okay.
There's no such thing, but.
Okay. Exactly. No, that's okay. But we accept the friendly spirit of it nonetheless.
Okay.
I believe Ken said that.
I think I would call. I would ask that we just vote on this. We don't have to wordsmith to death, because the issue is this. If we pass a motion and then it comes up that somebody brings an issue and says, oh, well, we're it's a financial issue to decide how much we pay the ED, and somebody says, that's not the purview of this committee, fine. There's lots of things that stop us from doing things. This is to handle any financial issue that has to be handled in a timely fashion. If the CFO is not able to do it, that the ED acts in his stead. It's simple. It's just simple English. It doesn't have to be, Boston legal. So
okay.
I call for a vote on it. On the amendment.
Yeah. Who wants the floor right now?
Well, I withdraw.
Could the secretary make a fast point here? Okay. So, are we carrying, adding about the foundation financial activities as an amendment or just we're talking about it.
No, I believe Tony has withdrawn that, so that is lost.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
All right. I think unless there's objection, I'd like to go ahead and call for a vote on Ken's amendments to the motion. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Chris. By the way, let me be clear. This is a vote to add Ken's amendment to the original motion.
Yes.
Yes. Ken.
Oh, hold on. Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, we'll stop for a moment.
One second. Let me one, put this together. Two, okay. One second. Oh, that didn't work well. I should read the motion as amended, and then I really need to do the roll call, because the roll call is required by Roberts to be done in alphabetical order, and I can do that. So first let me read the motion that I have it in. The NFC asks that if at any time the CFO cannot interface with the NFC regarding preparation of budgets or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion, that the executive director do so. That's what I have.
Now, Arkell, that sounds like the original motion and the amendment together.
Yes, it's the original motion as amended.
Okay.
That's what we're voting on.
We're voting on the amendment.
I thought we just passed that without objection.
Dropped Tony's friendly amendment change.
Okay. I thought you said the foundation act financial activities was withdrawn. So that leaves Ken's amendment of adding or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion after the word budgets in the main motion.
Yeah, the contention at this point from William and I was, shall we say, scope of the NSC. That's why we're...
I'm having a very hard time hearing at this point.
Is there somebody who's pushing ice or something? All right. So in any case, my understanding where we are is to vote to whether we should add Ken's amendment to the motion, which, shall we say, increases the scope of the motion beyond just the budgetary process. Any argument with that? Okay.
That is the vote. If William agrees, that's what we're voting on.
All right, R. Paul, if you can go ahead and call the vote in the fashion you see fit, go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's... Okay, we are voting on the motion. Yeah. We are voting on the amendment, which is to add, or any other financial issues that must be addressed in a timely fashion after the word budgets in the original motion. Okay, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Sam Agarwal, Nick Arena, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Tony Leon?
Yes.
P.K. McCary?
No.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
And Carol Spooner? Okay. Okay. Joseph Davis?
Yeah, I'll abstain.
Okay, the count is 5-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
All right, so the motion is amended. Could you go ahead and call the vote, unless there's an objection, for the main motion?
Well, you might ask if there's any objection to the motion as amended.
Okay, well, okay. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, thank you for saving us a roll call vote. Paul, thank you. Looks like we're about 45 minutes out from the end of the meeting.